The U.S. dollar begins the week under broad pressure as markets scale back expectations for another Federal Reserve rate increase. Softer U.S. retail sales on Friday reinforced concerns that consumer momentum may be moderating, while the probability of September hike has fallen to around 30%. Treasury yields remain relatively firm and oil is elevated, but neither has been enough to prevent renewed dollar selling. The euro is approaching 116. The pound is holding above 135.50, and the Australian dollar is benefiting from the RBA's comparatively hawkish stance. The yen is strengthened toward 159 per dollar, despite Japan's disappointing second quarter GDP report. Growth of 0.3% quarter on quarter with weak capital expenditure and flat consumption complicates the Bank of Japan's path toward further tightening. For now, however, the yen is responding more to softer Fed expectations and broader dollar weakness than to Japan's domestic outlook. U.S. equity futures are modestly positive, holding up at record high territory. With little top-tier U.S. economic data scheduled, attention shifts to retail earnings from Home Depot, Target, Lowe's, TJX, and Walmart. Their updates on discretionary spending, inventory, and tariff-related costs will offer an important test of whether Friday's weaker retail sales number was a temporary setback or evidence of a more meaningful consumer slowdown. The July FOMC minutes on Wednesday will also be closely watched for guidance on the September decision. U.S.-Iran negotiations remain stalled, shipping through the Strait of Hormuz is severely restricted, and Tehran continues to tie any reopening to its political conditions. Overall, markets enter Monday with a cautiously constructive risk tone, but one still vulnerable to oil supply headlines and fresh evidence stress amongst U.S. consumers. That's all for now.